So we start this week down in Devon. We're just outside Honiton, next to a very busy road. So I'm sorry about the background noise from all the traffic. But I'm talking here about the Honiton Agricultural Show. Well, here I am at Honiton in Devon. Behind me here are the showgrounds for the Honiton Agricultural Show. And of course, farmers and the whole agricultural sector is one part of the British economy that is very heavily mixed up with the European Union. Virtually every farmer in this country receives subsidies or grants or some form of financial help from the European Union. However, the Common Agricultural Policy, which is run by the European Union, isn't really designed for British farmers. The benchmark for the Common Agricultural Policy is the sort of small-scale part-time farmers that you find particularly in countries such as Italy, southern France, Spain, Portugal, areas like that. So if Britain were to leave the European Union, the agricultural policy that we would have could be designed by the British government specifically for British farmers. And not only would it be tailor-made for our local farmers, but of course Britain pays in far more to the Common Agricultural Policy than British farmers get back. So the same level of subsidy could be given to British farmers on a more equitable footing in a policy designed for British farmers. And the British taxpayer would still have money left over. It's a bit of a win-win situation leaving the European Union.